DeepEnglish.com.
Detecting sickness by the way you smell is on the cutting edge of medical technology. What is on the cutting edge of medical technology? Detecting sickness by the way you smell is on the cutting edge of medical technology. We all have a unique smell called an odor print, and it depends on our age, sex, health, and the food we eat. Do we all have a unique smell? Yes, we all have a unique smell. What is that unique smell called? That unique smell is called an odor print. What does our odor print depend on? Our odor print depends on our age, sex, health, and the food we eat. Matt Olson is an experimental psychologist who studies smell. What does Matt Olson do? Matt Olson is an experimental psychologist who studies smell. In one study, he looked at the feelings of revulsion people have to the smell of sickness. What kinds of feelings do people have when they smell sickness? People have feelings of revulsion when they smell sickness. He took 8 participants and injected half of them with a compound that activated their immune system. How many participants were there? There were 8 participants. Did he inject them all? No, he didn't inject them all. He injected half of them. What did he inject half of them with? He injected half of them with a compound that activated their immune system. The other half was given a placebo. Was the other half given a disease? No, the other half wasn't given a disease. The other half was given a placebo. Olson then collected the scents of these 8 participants and had a group of 40 people rate the smells. What did they rate? They rated the scents of 8 participants. How many people rated the scents of the 8 participants? 40 people rated the scents of the 8 participants. The scents of the sick people were rated as less pleasant than the scents of the healthy people. This suggests that illness can be detected through smell. Were the scents of the sick people rated as more pleasant than the scents of the healthy people? No, the scents of the sick people weren't rated as more pleasant than the scents of the healthy people. The scents of the sick people were rated as less pleasant than the scents of the healthy people. This suggests that illness can be detected through smell. Even more interesting, Olson found that smelling unpleasant things, like rotten foods, activates the immune system of a healthy person. Does smelling unpleasant things activate the immune system of a healthy person? Yes, smelling unpleasant things activates the immune system of a healthy person. According to recent research, diseases have distinctive smells. What have distinctive smells? Diseases have distinctive smells. For example, people with typhoid fever smell like baked bread. What do people with typhoid fever smell like? People with typhoid fever smell like baked bread. And people with diabetes smell like rotten apples. What do people with diabetes smell like? People with diabetes smell like rotten apples. George Preti is an organic chemist who studies smell and has a highly trained nose. What kind of nose does he have? He has a highly trained nose. He says he is able to detect the scent of diabetes. What is he able to detect? He is able to detect the scent of diabetes. I ride public transport a lot, and every now and then I come across someone emanating a strong odor, and it's obvious. Is the smell of diabetes obvious to him? Yes, the smell of diabetes is obvious to him. The participants in Olson's study rated sick people's smell as unpleasant. What did they rate as unpleasant? They rated sick people's smell as unpleasant. Yet, they were not aware that they were smelling the scent of a sick person. What were they not aware of? They were not aware that they were smelling the scent of a sick person. Even a highly trained nose, like Preti's, has its limitations. What has its limitations? Even a highly trained nose like Preti's has its limitations. But scientist Hossam Hayek has taken smell diagnosis to the next level. What has he taken to the next level? He has taken smell diagnosis to the next level. He has created a device that some people have called an electronic nose. What have some people called this device? Some people have called this device an electronic nose. According to the Smithsonian Magazine, scientists used the device to sample the breaths of more than 1,400 people and found it could diagnose 17 different diseases: Parkinson's, lung cancer, kidney failure, MS, Crohn's disease, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer, just to name a few, with 86% accuracy. How many people's breath did they test? They tested 1,400 people's breath. Can it diagnose problems with your English? No, it can't diagnose problems with your English. Can it diagnose problems with your haircut? No, it can't diagnose problems with your haircut. Can it diagnose cancer? Yes, it can diagnose some kinds of cancer. Dr. Hayek created his device to detect lung cancer, and he says it is 90% accurate in detecting lung tumors. How accurate is it in detecting lung cancer? It is 90% accurate in detecting lung cancer. With diseases like cancer, early diagnosis and early treatment can mean the difference between life and death. Can early diagnosis and early treatment mean the difference between life and death? Yes, early diagnosis and early treatment can mean the difference between life and death. And a device that can diagnose it so quickly could be a real game changer for humanity. Could this be a real game changer for humanity? Yes, this could be a real game changer for humanity.